Hi everyone, Hindy Pearson here, and today I wanted to talk to you about what to expect when you bring your rescue dog home. A lot of this information is going to apply to any type of animal you bring home, but for the sake of my website, which is about dogs, we're going to be talking about dogs. So I'm going to keep this really brief. I just wanted to start off by saying that I wish that every shelter and every rescue group that adopted out animals would sit down with the adopter and explain what kind of things to expect. I mean, sometimes you'll adopt a dog and they'll come bounding into your house, lie on the couch and act like they've been there their whole lives. But that isn't often the case, especially if you do adopt a dog that has been abused, he's been abandoned, perhaps he's lived in several homes in his short life. So a lot of these animals come with issues, but that doesn't matter because these issues can be handled and tackled. So, you know, that's not a concern. For me, I just felt the need to make this recording and to write this article because I hear too many stories of, you know, someone will bring home their dog, the dog will pee on the floor, and they'll bring the dog right back to the shelter the next day. Another story, I actually was there when it happened. This wonderful dog was finally adopted, and the people brought her back the next day because she didn't know how to use the stairs. I mean, literally, it's because she didn't know how to use the stairs. And I thought that was so sad and so ignorant of these people. So I wanted to make this recording just to ask you to please be patient and please be understanding. Give your dog some space. Give your dog some time to get used to his new environment. I mean, imagine how he must feel. He's in a new home again. He's with all these new people again. He doesn't know how long he's going to be staying there. So, you know, the best thing that you could do for him, have everything set up in advance. Get the food, get the bed, get the crate if you're going to be crate training him. Set up a bed and a water bowl in a quiet part of the house, in a separate room, just so if he is feeling a little overwhelmed, he has a quiet place to go. Please make sure that everybody in your family is going to show the same level of patience and the same level of compassion. The best thing you can do, well, all these things are the best things you can do, but the next thing you really should do for any dog is have a schedule, have a routine. Don't free feed. Feed him twice a day. Take him for scheduled walks. If he's really scared of being outside or you live on a very busy road, walk him in a quieter area, walk him in the backyard. I recommend you put a harness on him because you don't yet know how he is on a leash. If he gets freaked out when he sees cars or other dogs, you don't want him getting out of his collar. So a harness is definitely a safer way to go. For one of my rescue dogs, she was puppy mill rescue, and I had one leash attached to her collar and one leash attached to her harness for double security because she would really freak out. So anyway, I'm going to end this, and I just wanted to say again, your dog is going to have accidents on the floor. It's probably going to happen. You know, that's what pee pads were made for. So be patient, be kind. I mean, you were already kind because you adopted an animal that needed a home, but just try and understand that he's going to need some time to get used to his new environment. So if you have any questions or concerns, something you're worried about, then feel free to please just leave me a comment in the comment section below, or you can email me using the contact form at the top of this page. Anyway, I hope you enjoy your rescue. Thank you so much for not buying from a breeder or a puppy mill. And I hope you find all the information on this website useful. So I hope to hear from you if you have any questions. Thank you.